You know those little orange and white striped tropical fish that swim around reefs? They're called clownfish. The most famous one, of course, is Nemo.
You know you can't swim well.
I can swim fine, Dad, okay?
No, it's not okay.
Just because you're scared of the ocean.
Clearly you're not ready and you're not coming back until you are.
It turns out that real-life clownfish also talk to each other, although their conversations probably have less emotional baggage. For over 70 years, scientists have listened to clownfish make strange sounds. Now they think they know how the fish do it. NPR's Nell Boyce explains.
If you were a clownfish and you went and threatened a neighbor's territory, here's what you'd hear him say.
It sounds kind of like boom, 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 boom. That's about the best I can do. I'm better at imitating toadfish.
Michael Fine is a biologist at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. He's part of a team that recently looked into how clownfish make their chirps and pops. The researchers used high-speed videos and X-rays to peer inside the noisy fish. As the fish open and raise their mouths in a certain way, special ligaments on the jaw snap the mouth shut. Fine says the teeth bang together.
It's not like grinding teeth. I mean, it's a quick collision.
And the impact seems to reverberate through the jaw. The study is described in the journal Science. Fine says clownfish aren't the only fish that talk. A lot of species send out warnings or love songs. Some vibrate their swim bladders. Others send out burbles of air.
There are even names associated with it, like croaker, sea robins, drums.
Those are species that are easy for people to hear. But Fine says the voices of other fish are more mysterious.
There are groups of fishes that we really don't have any idea how they make their sounds.
He says clownfish and their clacking teeth can now be taken off that list. Nell Boyce, NPR News.